a dark-toned reading of a darker poem. Credits racing. The void beneath those sheets has been my great vault. A cave, a subterranean system, where light, beyond a distant wisp, glimpsed through a chink of dizzying elevation, rarely penetrates. Here the shivers of an upper world are mercifully absent. Here only the damp must of earth. The occasional strange music of unearthly places, the glamorous foreboding of being where one was never meant to be. And here is all that a long-locked room holds for a child. Lost dolls, their shapes intimated in dust. Carpets and drapes, their purpose lost in mossy blots, as darkness, like a stain, reclaims its own. And old lumber, its moment for joy now forgotten, is digested by the lumber of the twilight. Above me, maybe, the songbirds and squirrels of the trees keep their incantations and lucky charms. God spare them, motivational speakers. And totems, too, as bower birds might, or as industrious ants build catacombs. Anything to staunch the fatuous passage of days. And above the minutes turn, as the firmament rises, the cutesy, puffy clouds of half-filled hope. You'll say, men conquer mountains, doubtless, as two flies might conquer a window. Only I know the score. Let me keep to what I know. Let me be unchallenged by laughter, by the risk of seeing love crushed. Keep me clear of this tender, febrile garden of earthly delights, attuned rather to the great prosaic of eternity.